Number two there, WMJC, Magic 95 with Jeff and Jer, live from the Hyatt, and it is 15 minutes after 7, 7:15 on Monday morning.
Yet to come this morning, Mr. Neighbors will be in. We're expecting a whole bunch of our... Oh, hi, neighbors. We're expecting a whole bunch of our friends here this week. Reverend Dollars will be calling in on the show tomorrow from his crusade, wherever it is. We're playing five songs in a row. If you've just joined us, we'll recap all the songs at the end, but you need to write down all of these as they come along. Write down the names and the artists of this song. 17 after 7, the next one here is Lionel Richie. The song is You Are. Got it, Lionel Richie, You Are. And it's going to be real important at the end on WMJC.
Baby, you're fine. There's only one love, yours and mine. I've got so so much love, yeah.
WMJC. Magic 95. And before we play the next song, now we're writing down these songs. Everybody got them so far? 21 after 7 o'clock, you got to write down the artist and the title of these five songs. We got our next one, number 4, coming up in just a second. But first, Fred has something he'd like to say.
I just wanted to make sure that Jenny and Jason brush their teeth.
Jenny and Jason brush your teeth at home. The thing you don't know is Jenny is his wife. He has to keep after her about this. I take it you are his wife?
Yes.
And your name?
Shirley.
All right, Jenny and Jason, you got the word on the teeth there. We're ready for the next song?
Yeah, we are. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is song number 4, right? All right, song number 4 here. Write this one down.
This is My Life, Billy Joel. My Life, Billy Joel at WMJC.
Still belong.
Belong.
Don't get me wrong.
Can
you
WMJC Magic 95 at 26 after 7. We should have played 30 in a row. We could just sit here and have a good time with these people all morning.
Yeah, this is easy. There's nothing to this. You don't have to dress up or anything. All right, did you tell them what time it is?
Yeah, 26 after 7. If you've just joined us listening in now, we're playing 5 songs in a row. This was our announcement this morning. We haven't given you the entire reason we're doing this yet, so you're still in on it. We're playing 5 songs in a row. You write down the title and the artist, and it's going to be, well, it's going to mean a lot to you when we're done here.
All right, here's the last one. What is it? I don't have the list.
Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music.
All right, Doobie Brothers, and Listen to the Music. This is the last one here, 5 in a row, and then we will tell you why you've been writing down the title and the artist. All right, it's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at WMJC.
JC Magic 95. You are listening to the first ever St. James and Elliott Breakfast Club live from the Hyatt Regency. It is 7:30 right on the nose here. Roberta's News in just a second. Now, you've heard the 5 songs. You've got them all. And in a little bit later on, we will recap all of those 5 in case you write real slow or you didn't have a crayon or something like that. We'll repeat them all for you coming up later on. But we've just played 5 songs. Everybody here got the titles and the artists written down? Any questions here? Yes, your question, sir? Oh, no question. Yes. Why are we doing it? That's a real good question. We're glad you mentioned that.
All right, here's why we're doing it. All right, now. Well, you better just read it as it's written. Right. I don't want to mess this up.
All right. When you hear those 5 songs played in the same order in their entirety, next time you hear those, just like that on WMJC, if you are the 95th caller to call us...
Now, wait a minute now. Hold on a second.
95 for Magic 95, okay? If you are the 95th caller to call us at 298-6200, let's all write the number down, 298-6200, good, good, you will win a brand new 1983 Cadillac Eldorado. Oh. We're not kidding. This is true. Oh, wait. You'll win a brand new 1983 Cadillac Eldorado.
And just to make it interesting, when you get your car and you get inside, open up the glove box because inside you'll find $9,500 in cash. All right.
We're not kidding.
This is serious.
So aren't you kind of glad you wrote it down? It was worth that time, wasn't
People
it?
People think we're kidding here, but That's next it. Time you hear those five songs played in that exact order in their entirety on WMJC, if you're caller number 95, because our frequency obviously is 95.
It'll be between 6 in the morning and 12 midnight, sometime between now and March 21st. I would be willing to bet it won't be in the next half hour, but you never know. We could spring it on you. We could do it anytime. Anytime, 6 to midnight between now and March 21st. When you hear them in that order, those five, it could mean that prize for you. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Tell them again the prize, because this is big stuff.
It's a 1983 brand new Cadillac Eldorado, $9,500 cash in there. I mean, it's not a magic mug, but, you know, we thought we'd do the best we could.
All right, so that comes up between now and when did you say? March what?
March 21st.
All right, so that's the deal. So be listening for those five songs. We have about 29 minutes before 8 o'clock. 29 before 8, Jeff and Jerry here live from the Hyatt Regency. And it was Rick, right?
Right.
All right, Rick is here. Rick, where are you from?
I'm from Belleville.
Rick from Belleville. Came all the way out from Belleville here. And you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question for Roberta.
Sure, anything.
I'd like to know, where is the babushka?
I love it when you talk Polish, Rick.
Yeah, I think I got your Danai today. I think I had a Gwomki Danai this morning, so
it was delicious. All right, Rick, we'll see if we can find a babushka a little bit later on, okay? Terrific. Thank
they
you,
used
Rick.
It to wrap up the loot in the Eldorado.
Oh, that's how it is. $9,500 wrapped up in Roberta's babushka. That's terrific.
Bless her babushka. Here she is with the news, Roberta Giacina.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. Well, you can throw away your old weather proverbs. Looks like March is going to come in like a lamb. Mostly sunny with highs near 50 this last day of February, then cloudy and continued mild tomorrow. Currently 26 degrees here at the Hyatt and 26 degrees at WMJC Birmingham. Marie Osborne's back at the ranch checking out traffic now. Marie?
Traffic volume starting to pick up as we get into the peak rush hour. A couple of problems to tell you about. Eastbound Davison, the right lane is still blocked by a stalled car. And on the southbound Lodge, traffic slowing down in the Wyoming curve area due to heavy traffic volume. Other than that, things looking pretty normal on the freeways and major surface streets. With the Magic Commuter Report, I'm Marie Osborne.
Thanks, Marie. A new study says more and more Americans are throwing their problems into the lap of the nation's court system to resolve legal hassles. A survey by the National Center for State Courts says the number of criminal suits filed in most states shot up significantly between 1977 and 1981. The most dramatic example was Massachusetts, which saw a 132% rise in litigation. Two economic issues being considered this week on Capitol Hill. One is the much ballyhooed Social Security bailout plan, and the other is a $4.6 billion recession relief package. Britain's Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip were in Hollywood last night for a star-studded dinner. A small group of protesters, though, demonstrated in front of 20th Century Fox during the Queen's visit, and Jack McElvery of Los Angeles explains why.
We're just showing them that the Queen is welcome in Southern California, but not with everybody. We're not happy to have her here. Because of the devilment that the British people do to the nationalists in Northern Ireland.
Today, President and Mrs. Reagan plan to greet the royal couple in Santa Barbara. General Motors is testing a new windshield it says could reduce facial injuries and accidents. GM says it'll test the glass in 2,500 rental cars. Johnny Paycheck has filed for bankruptcy. That means a hearing scheduled today on a $3 million lawsuit filed against him will be postponed. Paycheck is charged with forcing himself on a 14-year-old girl 2 years ago while doing a concert in Casper, Wyoming. Some weather watchers are worried about what's going to happen today in Southern California. Rain's in the forecast for some areas, which got drenched with 3 inches just yesterday. And one major news flash just in, the price of gold today dropped, plummeted, $45 an ounce. That's news. Sports next on WMJC. It's 7:35.
Manufacturers Bank presents the first radio investment account quiz to see if you know as much about savings plans as you ought to. Ready? Begin. Question 1. Are you absolutely sure the investment accounts you now have are the best ones for you? Think carefully. There are a lot more of them out there now. Question 2. Do you know the difference between your plans and all the others? And 3. Do you even know what all your other investment options are? Okay, time's up. If you answered no to even one of these questions, we've got one more for you. Why haven't you been to Manufacturers Bank? At Manufacturers, we'll sit down with you and go over your options. By better understanding your goals, we can help you determine what's really the best investment plan for you. That's why more and more people keep coming to Manufacturers for help. And so should you. For everything you ought to know about savings, but didn't know who to ask. Manufacturers Bank. Member FDIC. That's my bank.
And now here's Greg Bowman with a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Mark Osborne. Second season with the Red Wings hasn't been as successful as last year when he led the Wings in scoring. But the 21-year-old Osborne took a big step last night toward regaining his old form. He scored his 15th goal with 6 minutes remaining in the third period to give the Wings a 4-4 tie with Montreal. Wings are off tonight. They'll face Quebec tomorrow. Pistons also have the night off tonight. They'll be in California tomorrow to take on Golden State. Top-ranked Nevada Las Vegas has lost its second college basketball game in a week. West Virginia upset the Rebels 87-78 yesterday. The Rebels had won their first 24 games of the year. Bobby Allison won the Richmond 400 Grand National Stock Car Race yesterday in Richmond, Virginia. Allison says his crew did a great job.
The car ran super. We had a great engine today, and, you know, our engine builder, Robert Yates, just does a fantastic job for us anyway, and the car handled good and drove good. I just couldn't be more pleased.
Al Holbert captured the inaugural Grand Prix auto race in Miami, even though only 27 of the 170 laps were completed because of weather problems. Ireland's Eamon Coughlan reached a career goal yesterday on a track he helped design. Coughlan became the first person to break the 350 mark for the indoor mile run at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Jan Stevenson birdied five of the last six holes to win the LPGA tournament in Tucson, Arizona. And Gene Little won the seniors golf tournament in Indiana Wells, California. And that's it in sports. I'm Greg Bowman.
Detroit weather from WMJC and Channel 4 weathercaster Doug Hill. Partly sunny and warmer today with a high near 50. Then it'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 30. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with a high of 46. The official Detroit area temperature now 26 degrees. For Marie Osborne on traffic and Greg Bowman handling sports, I'm Roberta Giacina, WMJC News.
Thank you, Roberta. It is 7:38 on the St. James and Elliott Breakfast Club. So how did your weekend plans go, Roberto? You had a party for your mom, Stella. How old was she on her birthday?
67 years old.
All right.
Doesn't look a day over 66.
No, bless her pierogies. We are going to, she's going to be with us what day?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Well, you'll hear her on the radio if you can't be here to see her in person. So how was the party?
Oh, real good.
Oh,
typical,
really?
The typical Giacina birthday party, yeah. They were swinging from the chandeliers. It was, yeah, it was BYBOB, by the way.
BYBOB?
Yeah, bring your own boombas of beer.
All right, Roberta, we'll talk to you again 8 o'clock this morning. Glad to hear the weekend plans went well. We have the Eye Opener Oldie coming up now.
Yes, we do. Something we do from time to time. Karen, can you bring some prizes over here, please, for Nyla? Nyla, why don't you stand up right over here? And this is something we do every morning, sometime between when we go on and about 8 o'clock for people who are having a little trouble getting out of bed here this morning. We got a real good one from 1967. And before you do this, Nyla, we have a little something for you. Here's our lovely prize lady, Karen. And what we have for you is complimentary dinner for two at J. Ross Brown's Whaling Station. You ever been out there?
No, never.
It's very nice. We ate there a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, very good, extensive menu. The wine list is excellent. We found out about that.
Yes, everything on the wine list is real good. So you go out there to J. Ross Brown's and have a good time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, y'all set to do it? This is big time. This is showbiz.
Hi, this is Nyla Davis from Romulus, along with Jeff and Jaren and everybody else, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And here's this morning's eye-opener from 1967.
All right.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing.
Get high with a little help from my friend.
morning's eye-opener there, the Beatles from 67 on WMJC 742. It's the St. James and Elliott Breakfast Club. We're sure glad you're with us, whether you're here this morning or if you're on your radio. We'd like to introduce someone to you who you hear on WMJC right after us every morning from 9 until noon. Would you please welcome Tom Force? Tom? Have a seat here. The stage is the best seat I can offer you here, Tom.
Okay.
Nice to have you with us here.
Thank you.
What time do you usually get up in the morning?
About 5 minutes to nine.
Yeah, well, we've noticed that. We slap him once and he goes on the radio. Tom plays lots of good music for you. You hear those five songs in a row there?
I heard them. I heard all five. What was I supposed to do? Between the time that the fifth one was on, I was walking in here, so I didn't know what...
Oh, well, what it is, there are five songs in a row. Now, if you write those down, the next time you hear them on WMJC, you win a live nude poster of Gloria. Wasn't that it? Yeah. Yeah. And an autographed picture of Bob Talbert.
But I don't have a wall big enough for that poster of Gloria.
Yeah, that's true. Now you win a brand new... Everybody know what's the car we're giving away? Yeah, an 83 Cadillac Eldorado. And $9,500 cash. It could be on Tom's show from 9 to noon any day.
Okay, very good. Speaking of Bob Talbert, though... I forgot to bring the letter. I got a letter from a listener of We Share between you guys getting them up in the morning, and they listen to me when they get to work. This lady says she's got a dog that loves to read Shirley Eater's column upside down.
Is that right?
Yeah. She said, apparently, while one end is reading Shirley Eater's column, the other end is doing Bombs Away on Bob Talbert's.
Well, Tom Forrest, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Tom. You realize you get an hour off from your show today. We're filling in the last hour, so he'll be on from 10 to noon today. I think someone special is coming in just a second. I'm not absolutely positive, but we'll find out. Let's keep you on time here at 16 till 8 at WMJC.
For over 40 years, the Demings fleet has fished the deep ocean waters to bring the finest seafood to your table. There's Demings soft, tender red sockeye salmon, delicious pink salmon, or savory Kita salmon. And now, Demings delectable chunk light tuna, packed in oil or water and seasoned with vegetable broth. From tantalizing salmon loaves to tuna salads, look for the Demings label. For quality tuna and salmon at a reasonable price, choose Demings. As Mindy will tell you,
Demings good fish.
Morning, Ms. Wilson. Here's this month's Social Security check.
Thank you very much. I just don't know what I'd do without that check every month.
As letter carriers, we have a door-to-door perspective on the economy every day. We know how millions depend on Social Security, so we're committed to save the system from bankruptcy. But the compromise being considered in Washington will not save Social Security. Consider one idea they have, putting new federal and postal workers into the system. That would bankrupt the existing retirement program for federal workers and retirees, since no new workers would be replenishing the retirement fund. Right. More money going out than coming in, which is exactly what got the Social Security system into the mess it's in now. You know, it's senseless to bankrupt one retirement program when it won't even save another. Write Congress and tell them so. It's a letter I'd like to deliver myself.
Paid for by the National Association of Letter Carriers, AFL-CIO.
McDonald's and you. McDonald's and you. Sharing good times together. Whatever we do, together. McDonald's and you. There's never been. Exactly like you, with the way that you do all things that you do together. McDonald's and you.
The best breakfast deal in town is now at McDonald's. You'll find two new breakfast menu items priced under a dollar each. Take your pick of country fresh scrambled eggs and toasted English muffin. Or how about three fluffy battered hotcakes with syrup? Either way, it's a breakfast at McDonald's for under a dollar. So come and get it. There's never been a better time to enjoy a delicious McDonald's breakfast. Together for breakfast under a dollar. McDonald's and you. Prices may vary.
Reverend Dollars calling in from our worldwide crusade of joy, wishing my boys Jeff and Jer the best of the Breakfast Club, live from the Hyatt Regency in Dearborn. Now back to the show. Can somebody say thank you, Reverend Dollars?
Thank you, Reverend Dollars. Thanks, Reverend Dollar. 7:47 now. It's 13 till 8 o'clock on WMJC. We have some hellos and some birthdays and such here today. I want to say, first of all, happy birthday to, in the audience this morning, it's her birthday too. Celebrating her birthday. Oh, but she was born on the 29th of February, so she only has a birthday every 4 years, which is the way to go. Cindy Anderson. Cindy, where are you? Happy birthday, Cindy. Let's hear it for her. And you know what you win for that? Happy birthday, Cindy. There you go. And I think we had somebody else out in the audience who wanted to say something this morning. They told me that there was a gentleman that wanted to say something. Where are you, sir?
Well, I'd just like to say hi there, neighbors.
Hey! It's our mail secretary and all-around swell guy coming in. Mr. Neighbors.
Hi there, neighbors.
Check it out.
Can we get everyone this morning? Can y'all say hi, neighbors? Can you say that? Sure, I knew you could.
That was good.
Hi there.
Now, who's going to describe this outfit?
My hi, goodness, neighbors. We have so many nice neighbors here today at the Hyatt Hotel. Can y'all say that word, hotel?
Hotel, yeah.
We can all say that together, can't we? Hotel?
Hotel, okay.
Sure, I knew you could. Should we sit down here, neighbors?
Yeah, where do you want to sit?
Hopefully on your lap, but
okay.
If we can't work that out,
we already had that problem
right
with
here.
Gloria.
Okay, neighbors. Okay. We're all sitting here today.
Now, you said you had something special for us, I know, before you came out. Something between you and Chef Brockett?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did, neighbors. Actually, I have a little something here. Does anyone have a birthday today in my neighborhood?
Yeah, Cindy back here, her birthday is actually on the 29th, so we're celebrating today.
Okay, where is Cindy?
Back there. Cindy, would you stand up?
Hi there, Cindy. We have something special for you from my neighborhood. Have you heard me speak of my favorite neighbor, Chef Brockett? Chef Brockett has baked a little something for you today for your birthday, and I have it out there in the lobby. It's a baked bean birthday cake. Sure, made out of baked beans. It tastes terrible, but it does blow out its own candles. Okay? Okay, neighbors. So, what else is happening here, neighbors?
I don't think anybody's up to describing your outfit. I like the pink shoes. Mm-hmm. Do the plaid pants go with the plaid sport coat okay, you think?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, got okay, this neighbors. At Fredericks of Livonia.
Is that what it is?
That's right.
We were looking for you last night. You were supposed to be up there for our meeting. Where were you?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't there for your meeting because I went down to one of my favorite neighborhoods, Greektown. Can y'all say that word, Greektown?
Okay, Greektown.
Sure you can. Went down to see belly dancing down there in Greektown.
You went to see a belly dancer?
Sure. And it was so nice. Finger cymbals, lacy veils, high-heeled shoes. I've seen belly dancers before, but this guy was different, I'll tell you. Fascinating. Sure he was.
Back in the corner, we have, this is a surprise, I don't know if you recognize him, but back in the corner, it's some people from your neighborhood. Look back there.
Where? Oh, hi there, neighbors. It's my scout troop. Hi, neighbors. It's so nice to see you. We have a scout troop in my neighborhood, and from time to time, I go over there, and I lead them in scout lessons and so forth. And just last week, I showed them how to make a campfire by rubbing two stones together.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, Robert and Thomas Stone. They're identical twins, and they come from a neighborhood.
Can you say weird? Yeah, sure.
Sure you can. I knew you could.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine. So what else?
I didn't know you were a scout. Did you have a happy childhood?
Sure, I did. Well, I suppose I did, except once. I remember I came home from school. Can y'all say that word? That's an easy word, school.
All right, school.
Sure you can. I came home from school, and Mama came home early from work the same day, and she came in and caught me in the bedroom, and I was there at the makeup table, and I was putting on lipstick and mascara and put on some stockings and things like that, earrings and some...
What'd she say?
Little necklaces. She said, stop playing with your father's things, is what she said. Can y'all say strange?
Yeah,
sure
I'll second
can.
That one.
Sure. So I was wondering perhaps later on there, Miss Elliott, if you'd like to come up to my hotel room here at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Would you like to come up there perhaps this evening because we're having a wild party?
Well, I think I'm having brain surgery tonight, unfortunately, but yeah, I guess I could try. You having a wild party?
Sure.
What are you going to do?
We're going to go upstairs and turn on the TV, take off all our clothes, and see if we can change the channels without using our hands.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Neighbors.
Can you say goodbye, neighbors? you. Bye, neighbors.
Can y'all say bye, neighbors? Bye, neighbors. Okay. It doesn't get weirder than that. It's 8 minutes till 8 at WMJC with Jeff and Jared. Doug's weather coming up. JC Magic 95, and I have no idea what that song was, but it's one of my favorites, I'm sure. Was that Fleetwood Mac? It was, wasn't it? Is it Love in Store? Good. Do I win the Cadillac now? No. All right, it's 6 minutes till 8 o'clock. Let's say good morning to Doug Hill again and get another update on the weather. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
How's everybody doing this morning? Fine, Doug. Can you say fine?
I can say fine.
I knew you could. I can't believe you said it's going to be around 50 this week or today. What's it going to be today?
Well, today we're going to get up very close to 50 degrees, and then the next couple of days we'll see a bit of a cool down in the temperatures as a very weak cold front moves through. But then right towards the end of the week, the mercury will start coming back very quickly. Expect highs of about 50 degrees or so by the time we get to Friday, in the mid to upper 50s by next weekend. Normal this time of year, we should be up to 37 for a high, and at nighttime down to 21. And for the past week or so, we've been averaging a good 6 to 8 degrees above normal, and it looks as though that trend is going to continue, with the exception of tomorrow and Wednesday. They'll be the coolest days of the week. But great things ahead of the entire month of March. Looks as though temperatures will average above normal in the state of Michigan, and precipitation will average below normal. So good news for those that want spring to come. Looks like it's going to be here in a hurry. My forecast for the Motor City today: look for partly sunny skies and a high near 50. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 30. And tomorrow, variably cloudy and a high of 46. Right now at Detroit Metro, under partly cloudy skies, it's 26. And the current downtown Detroit temperature, 31.
We've had a lot of people asking about you today, wondering when you're going to be down here. And as a matter of fact, sir, were you from Visa or MasterCard? The gentleman from Visa wants to know when you're going to be down here, Doug.
You've never seen me.
Okay. We don't know you. I see nothing. All right, Doug, we will talk to you again at 25 after 8.
Okay.
Thank you. Right now, the current temperature is whatever Doug said it was. We'll take his word for it. And the time is 4 till 8 at WMJC.
The weekend's here. I got my tool. On the town. I got my tool. Heat is hot. I got my tool. I can't sit down. I got my tools. My sugarless tools. I got flavor so tremendous. I got taste that's so stupendous. I got flavor. I got taste. I got tools. Chew a sugarless gum is center filled with great juicy flavor. And spearmint.
Oh, good. It's perfect for the new house.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, but you didn't have to ship
at Air Express.
Oh, that's no big deal. Listen, did you have any trouble putting it together?
No, and it looks great in the living room window.
What?
Well, see, I put ficuses in the side pins and a couple of ferns on that top shelf in the middle.
Gee, Miriam, that's wonderful, but it's not a planner.
It's not?
It's a snack table for breakfast in bed.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I put a fern in it.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
WMJC with Jeff and Jer. It's a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock. We got the news in just a little bit and a song coming up. Butt Foist,
we just thought we'd go out in the crowd and see who's here, what kind of nice people have come by to say, well, let's go up in the back here. These people get ignored all the time. We'll go up and see who we have here this morning to say hello. Way up here in the back, hoping no one from the show comes up to see you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie. Where are you from?
Ann Arbor. I have a poem for Billy to read. Is Billy around?
Billy, what? As a matter of fact, he'll be back a little bit later on. You have a poem for Billy to read? Do you have it with you? Is it something you wrote?
No.
Oh, so it's not. Let's see here. What's a song of the Pop Bottlers? Is that it?
There was a young man right. from Kent.
No. That's not the one here. Well, when Billy comes out, will you give that to him?
Sure.
Terrific. All right. Nice to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Terrific. Nice lady here. Who you got?
Oh, we got a guy over here. What is your name, sir?
Pudding Lips.
Oh, this is, you may have heard her calling Pudding Lips on the air. This is Roberta's husband, Alan.
Hey, Alan. Hey.
The man who provides all those exciting weekend plans. And, you know, how could you keep up with a jet set life like that? Pudding Lips, great to have you here today.
Let's see what we have down here. Hi. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sonia Friedman right here. Who are you?
Katie,
where are you from?
Michigan.
Boy, she came all the way here from Michigan. Isn't that nice? Well, it's nice to have you here. Did you get a donut?
It's right over there.
Oh. Don't poke Uncle Jerry in the eye when you point over there. Fine. Did you had a donut over there? Are you having a good time? Can you say yes?
Yes.
Terrific. Well, we're very glad to have you here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What a sweetheart. All right.
That's
you got
one somebody? Of the sharpest high school seniors you'll ever meet. Hi, what's your name?
Gail.
Where are you from?
Kalamazoo.
Oh, good. And who sent for the tickets here? Who was the good person that called in for the tickets? You did? Oh, good. Let's say hello to you. What is your name?
Wanda.
Of course, the tickets were free, you know. It does. It
Why
did.
Did I have
it,
to pay for them?
No, you don't have to pay for them. It costs you $70 to get out of here, though. That's what happens. Where are you from?
Warren.
Well, thanks for coming down today. Finish that donut.
I will.
All right.
All right, we got an awful lot of very, very nice people here. Room is just about full. Some of the 8 o'clock people are coming in here. We just want to thank you for joining us here at WMJC Radio. Jeff and Jared, 2 minutes before 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Club. Anything we do for you, let us know. And in the meantime, this is...
Rick Springfield.
Thank you.
Okay.